What were your overwhelming impressions of going to Loudoun and being there for the summer?
Well, one of thorough enjoyment. It was far more sociable than I had at home, where I lived alone with my mother. There were always other boys around. We travelled in by train every day, which was a social activity. We then, you know, swam in the swimming pool. So it was great fun, and we played a lot of cricket and football, and it was a thoroughly enjoyable time.
What did it feel like to be living in somebody else's home?
Well, to begin with, strange, but it very quickly became normal. I remember feeling a little bit homesick, like wanting to see my mother again. But I was too busy to really think about that very much. And very soon that wore off, and as I became more and more fond of the people I was staying with, really.
Did you feel a different person going back to Worthing?
I can't say I was self-conscious of this, but I suppose it made me more self-confident in that I knew I was able to live independently from my mother. I had had experiences which had broadened my whole experience of life, really. But then so had nearly everybody else. At the time, I don't think it. I was conscious of what it had done to me. But looking back on it, I can see that not only the evacuation itself, but also these subsequent visits up north, or I thought of it as north, you know, Midland really, did add a lot to my experience of life. And that,